You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here with you today. You can reach us at 216-578-0850. We are going to go right to the phones. Let's hear from Jamie in Cleveland.
Hello?
What's up, Jamie?
Not much. I wanted to tell you why Joe Hayden is the best starting jersey in the NFL.
Sure.
It's because all of us people, they got burned buying the Manziel jersey for $150 last year, and a closet full of guys that keep leaving or are buff after a year or two. We wanted to get a jersey with the new style on a player that's going to stick around.
He's a sure thing.
And we feel the most confident with Joe Hayden.
I hear you. That's a great point. Thank you, Jamie, for the call. And he brings up a great point, and it's kind of what I thought about as we threw to break. How much of it is Joe Hayden, especially here in Cleveland? He's the sure thing. You know, the Joe Thomas, if you're not into the left tackle because he's an offensive lineman and rocking that jersey and you want to get a playmaker, Joe Hayden really is the most long-standing jersey that you could possibly get, knowing that it will not go out of style, his number won't change, and he will probably be here at least 3 to 4 more years. Am I right in saying that?
100%, man. That's why, for me, I would almost rather go the retro jersey.
Yeah.
Because I know that guy played for the Browns, and
sure.
He's already played. He's had success. He was a great player here, whatever the case might be. I don't have to worry in 2 years I'm going to have to buy a new jersey because the guy I bought is gone. Not a big jersey guy anyways,
right,
obviously.
Neither am I. We know our guy Nathan is.
Exactly.
But he's going to get his Crow jersey if he hasn't gotten it already. And you know what? Another question I want to pose for you, Gibbs, and for all of you out there at 216-578-0850 is, do you think that Browns fans nationwide hearing that Joe Hayden is number one and Dante Whitner is number 10 makes you want to go get their jersey to kind of pile it on and keep them there?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I hope not. I mean, if you want to, I'm sure the Browns, the Browns team shop won't complain.
No, they won't.
But
I just thought if I were in that contemplating stage, and we asked the question, you know, whose jersey are you going to snag before the season starts? And if you listen to this show, hearing that Hayden's number one and Whitner's number 10, and as Jamie, our most recent caller, just said, he's the sure thing. They want to go get a jersey that they can have for a couple of years in that new style. You might be swayed to go Hayden,
sure,
or Whitner.
Well, and Kevin Beard tweets at the show, our Jorder good friend, says, we put Peyton Hillis on the cover of Madden. Why are we surprised Joe Hayden is number one overall? Hashtag Browns Nation.
That is true. That is very
you
true.
You can't, I mean, that's...
Browns Nation is very strong.
There's no better argument than that.
There's not.
I mean, that's why I think players are surprised when they come here and they're like, wow, like the following is, these people are crazy. You're right. Imagine if you won.
You're right.
I mean, that's how it goes.
It does. And one thing I failed to mention for all of you out there, if you can't reach the show at 216-578-0850, you can tweet the show,
yes,
at Browns_daily, especially today. It is Mailbag Wednesday. We'll get to that later in the show. Just with your tweet, put hashtag mailbag. We'll make it a priority as we dig into your calls and tweets all show
and
long.
I want to take Ohio State football questions,
yes,
for you today, too, since Nathan's not here today. I think it's fitting that we put you on the hot seat on some Buckeye questions.
I do have
some tweets coming in on the jersey
stuff. Go ahead.
Positive Browns fan tweets at the show. I got to get a Gibson jersey before the season starts. Orange to Sean Gibson.
It's
now,
not
that's
a bad idea.
That's a guy that, you know,
you essentially have it for two years.
I was going to say, we all hope he's here longer,
yeah,
but we don't know that.
Well, the ball is in the Browns' court for him to be a Brown for at least the next two seasons. This year on his tender, next year on a franchise tag. But I have a strong feeling that when push comes to shove, at some point in training camp, that deal will get done.
Let's see. Behind enemy lines, our friend George. Pleasantly surprised by the jersey sales of Hayden Whitner. Most fans admire players who are both talented and good citizens.
Correct.
I think that's a big part of it.
It definitely is.
And he goes on to add, Bernie Kosar and Jim Brown top my list of must-have Browns jerseys.
There you go.
Yeah, the old-school Jim Brown jersey. Yep. Not... Not a bad option.
I'm going to give some friends of mine a quick plug. I went over to 4th and Goal, which is a memorabilia, sports memorabilia store.
I just saw that on Facebook the
just,
other day.
Yeah, just opened at Great Northern Mall in North Olmsted. And I went in there because they actually, Oren and Rob Hatch, my guys over there, actually framed my Super Bowl jersey, finally, as we got our basement, up on jerseys up on the wall and things going. I had my jersey all along, but not framed. So I got it framed. I got my gloves framed in it, and the locker room tag, with like the Super Bowl emblem and my number and so on and so forth. And they did an amazing job on that. But I just walked, like, I was almost like a kid in candy store too, looking at all the autographs and pictures. And you know, there was a great picture of Ernest Biner, Kevin Mack, and Bernie Kosar. And I just thought, how cool that, these individuals, walk around this building, weekly. And then when the season comes around, all those guys come back. And I just thought it was great. There's, autographed Jim Brown. He's got Muhammad Ali. It was really cool to go in there as a sports fan of all the stuff that if, I had a American Express black card that I would have put on that card that day. You could have walked out there easily spending a few thousand dollars.
Oh, no question about it, man. I trust me. I think if I was going to get a retro jersey, and I know I'm going to get some backlash on this, I go Ozzie. People hate Ozzie in this town. There are people that detest Ozzie because he's with the Ravens. And I understand that, except you have to go where the opportunity is. And to become the first African-American general manager of an NFL football team, that's an opportunity you're not exactly going to pass up.
You're right.
No matter what team it is.
And I
say it. What he did here in Cleveland was amazing and second to none. I'd go Webster Slaughter. I'd go Clay Matthews.
I was just going to say that. Those are my next two. Webster Slaughter might be my number one. Clay Matthews might be my number two because I wore 57 in San Diego, San Francisco, and Green Bay, and a lot of it had to do with being a Clay Matthews fan. Even though I played with his son, I never told him that the 57 was more about his dad. So – you know what? And that brings me up to a great point. Something that I want to pose to everyone out there and to you first and foremost, Gibbs, is reach us at 216-578-0850 or tweet at the show at Browns_daily is what is your most cherished autograph that you have right now? And what is the most cherished autograph you'd want to acquire to maybe that you would on your in your man cave, in your garage, down there where you watch your Browns game? It doesn't have to necessarily be Browns. It can be anybody. What autograph do you have right now that you cherish the most, whether it's on a jersey, on a photo, or on an item? Or which one would you want to acquire before you pass or something that you would love to pass on to your kids?
I have from my grandfather who recently passed away, I have a 1948 Cleveland Indians World Series program signed by the entire team.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but that's something that is in a safe deposit box.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
And it is wrapped up and sealed and all that fun stuff.
And one would you like to go out? Prospectively, would you like to have a Cleveland Browns Super Bowl program signed by a majority of the team as well?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd almost go helmet in that spot.
Yes. Helmet or ball?
Yeah. I don't know if I like the ball. I mean, I like, I know you – I actually have a football signed by you, believe it or not.
Nice.
From the Ohio State Championship team. The seniors on that team,
the
footballs were the white panels.
Yes, I remember signing those.
Oh, yeah.
There's only 2002 made.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I have one
as well.
So –
made a nice little chunk of change on that.
I'm sure you did.
2002, and I want to say –
were we at a mall doing that signing?
Not that. That one was private.
Okay.
So those were –
You're right.
Yeah. There was a signing that we were at, but the individuals putting it on, those same individuals actually, it's Chris Cole, Rob Hatch, that whole Ohio Sports memorabilia crew that owns the 4th and Goals and runs them. They put on the event, but they brought you up to a private area. You signed some cards for them. And you signed – at that point, it was just the panel, because the balls weren't full yet. They were going to have them sewn together. And I want to recall, and I think I made $9 or $10 a signature, if that makes sense. And Mike Doss, who was, of course, a senior on that 2002 National Championship team, three-time All-American, I think he made $13 per signature. So Do the math, whatever that is. But it was, yeah, absolutely. It was a great day. And
we need to definitely continue this, because the moment you started talking about it, we got full phones.
Good.
But
let's keep going.
Well, let's have everybody, you know, we've got Bob Wischusen coming up here for one of our team previews.
Okay.
But then we're back to the phones after
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Yeah. So stay with us. We're going to hit Bob Wischusen from the New York Jets to preview the opener at MetLife Stadium. But we do want to hear from you. 216-578-0850 or tweet at the show at Browns_daily. As I mentioned, what autograph do you have that you treasure? Which one would you love to acquire that you don't have yet? Something so strong and profound that you'd want to pass it on to your kids. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, coming back. We will have Bob Wischusen from the New York Jets here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.